Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 29th, 2025. Oh, it's 6:26. I'm sorry. I have so much to say to this person. This is a continuum of what we did yesterday, and I hope it's helping you. She used to come to my workshops and such, and I was very, very grateful that she did, and I enjoyed her her humor. Anyway, it came to a point where she thought, well, if I continue on with this, I'd have to give up everyone that I love and blah, 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 and I couldn't do that, and I have obligations and things like that. Her next question is, I am unable, maybe undeserving, to see what I have done in my life. I'm afraid to really realize what I've done. And then she did an, oh my God, I've hurt so many people, blah, blah. Yeah, that's probably true. Remorse is not something most people can do. It's regret that they have. They regret what they've done. If they had to do it again, they'd do it again. You know, it's the old thing I say, yeah, Greg, I know, but I'm going to do it anyway. Whatever the mischief is, they're going to do it anyway. And that's their first impulse. And then she goes into the whole idea of her emotionality. And she said, in this email, the worst has already happened to me. My husband divorced me. My kids think I'm crazy. I don't know what to do. And when I think about, she says, what I've done, I can't bear it. I understand. I do. First of all, you have to realize that there is nothing anyone can do to change your past. The only thing that can be done is to no longer live as the past, and the things that made the past happen, the motivation, the emotions. It's all about living in our emotional nature, and we miss it. We miss the whole idea of what it means not to do that because we like being emotional. Being emotional, you know, for women, it's like being passionate. They think that's a real important thing. It's not. It's not. And it's very sad that we get involved in nothing but emotion, and that emotion is the only thing that matters to us. It's very, very sad. There are other things about us that are beyond our emotions that would help us greatly, but we just don't do that. And the reason we just don't do that is emotions give us gratification. We identify with ourselves as an emotional person, as an emotional being. That's what we do. That's what we are, emotional. And these emotions are things that give us a sense of identity. The whole idea of who you are is emotional being. I mean, take away your emotions and, well, what would you be? That's what you can't fathom. But that's where we need to go, is where we can't fathom. We can't sit on our emotional butts and think, well, I'm just going to stay here and I'm not going to allow myself to move any further because I'm afraid of what I'd be if I weren't emotional. And that emotion is what creates the devastating thoughts, the mischief thoughts that we get involved in. I am sure you've done a lot of cruddy things to people. We all have. I have. Everybody has. Until we wake up. And when you wake up and you begin to be self-realized and maybe take a hold of what that means to be self-realized, what have I done to make my life what it is, that's when something of a new potential can arise in us. It's all about the less is more. the less I contribute to the stupidity of Gregory Edward Penn, the more I'm going to find out what it means to live in the heart and the soul. And in that beautiful state of the heart and the soul comes a deep, profound sense of goodness. This goodness translates into love and being noble, being virtuous. Instead of being impetuous about my emotionality, I sit in the heart. I awaken in my heart. And it isn't a Gregory Edward Penn heart. It's something other than that. And I discovered it when I was no longer infatuated with my own emotions, when I was not captured by them, where I could see that the consequences of my life were coming from my emotionality. And that, here's the killer, what I called love wasn't love at all. Do you realize it's very hard to be humble enough to love, to let love, real love, live me rather than my ego, my pride, my vanity, my insanity, to let love live me? This is a very, very important point in my life, in your life. When love is the motivation, not self-preservation, which is what the emotions are all about, I enter into a brand new sphere. And this is why meditation becomes so essential. You start living for something different. Now, where's the problem? Well, there are so many. First of all, your family is going to look at you and say, what has happened to you? You can't do this. You're not the same person you used to be. This is why Jesus said, and it's so very true, your greatest enemy are those of your own household. Unless you put away your mother, your father, blah, 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 he said, your whole family, you cannot follow me. He was right. He was correct. Now, who's going to do this? I have students who literally say they hate their parents. They hate them, blah, blah, this and bitch about that, but they've turned into them. And what they're really saying is they hate themselves and that they're not going to go any further because hate is a strong toxin. It's a very strong, shall we say, addiction. And the more we hate, the more we want to hate. And the more we look at people and hate. I've had many, many people like this in my career as people looky-loos that would come and say, well, let's see what Greg has to teach. Let's see if he can teach me how to get what I want. All these things are misnomers and we just don't get it. We just don't understand, and we don't want to understand. You will never understand what I'm saying to you as long as you continue to live as you're living. And if that's the way you want it, that's the way you want it. And frankly, that's the way most people want it. You're a very smart lady, but you're not wise, and you have no sense of what true wisdom is. And if you did, you would understand the consequences you would face at 50 years old and trying to turn your life around. It would be very, very difficult for you. Not that you couldn't do it, but the ramifications of it would be very difficult for you to understand. So you're going to live in the flesh. You're going to die in the flesh. And the flesh is what will kill us all, no matter what we are. Whether you're a Jesus, a Buddha, a Gandhi, it doesn't matter who you are in this biological thing. It's going to die, but you don't want it to take you away from your life. You want to let love, hopefully you want to let love live you. And if you do let love live you, if you're able to do that, then a great, great goodness will follow you in all that you do. Live in virtue. It may be too late for you. I'm sure it is. But nevertheless, do the small things as I talked about yesterday. Small little moves. Being kind. Meditate for maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes every day. Develop a willingness to see things in the light of silence. Thank you for your questions, and it was an honor to know you. And thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.